Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
We are going to be joined by our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center in any moment now. Looking forward to that. We're going to kick off our show rewinding a little bit, talking a little Lights of Love. We'll get to that in a bit. We're also going to talk about online shopping. We got an online shopping hack for you. Social norms we got to talk about. Kids ask how many questions a year? That we're into as well.
Whoa.
All that's coming up for you. Of course, Misty's Menu, a birthday and anniversary club, also going to be happening this hour. 9 o'clock hour, before we wrap up this hour, we will also be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Phil Hartley will be joining us. We got a lot to talk about with Phil. For those that didn't see the Quality Plus press release, I want to get to that with him as well. Talk about their coloring books that they handed out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to all of that. 9 o'clock hour will also have entertainment news for you. And afterwards, we will get into how many of us are drinking coffee we don't like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That one's coming up for you in a little bit. Plenty more for you in store as well. But we like to do around here, we like to kick off our show with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you.
How you doing today?
Doing well. How are things on that end?
Not bad, not bad. Clear blue skies over here in Rapids, at least for us.
Yeah. Warmer than yesterday.
Definitely
warmer than yesterday. We'll take that. Yes.
That's right. Tonight will be warmer than last night, so continuing that.
Hey.
Excellent. So. That's what we were hoping to hear. What else is in store for us with Mother Nature, Paul?
Yeah, plenty of sunshine out there today, and starting to get those temps on the way to the upper 30s this afternoon. So we do stay with west to southwest winds, 5 to 15. 24, partly cloudy tonight, and then more upper 30s Thursday. Mix of clouds and sun, west wind 10 to 15. 17 Thursday night, still quiet and still fairly mild Friday through the weekend. Mid-30s, partly sunny for Friday. Upper 30s on Saturday and Sunday. Partial sun, some clouds Saturday. A few more clouds Sunday, maybe a rain or snow shower, but all in all looking pretty quiet through that early part of next week. Some mid-upper 30s Monday and Tuesday as well to continue here. The overnight low is still down through the 20s into next week looking ahead at that point as well here. So, yeah, definitely a nice starting to December looking to be on the way.
Yeah, can't complain.
No,
we'll take
not
it.
At all.
We will take it. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. We'll talk again tomorrow. Get people ready for Thursday.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
You have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombling, Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate the gang over there. could have used a little bit of warmer temperatures last night, but wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been from what I could hear from you during the broadcast, Melissa. I want to talk about Lights of Love with you, too. This tag team right here did a fantastic job last night doing that broadcasting that event. Mm-hmm. Seth, of course, here running the board. Melissa out there on the grounds of Aspyrus to see the tree litten. Great event. I got to only listen to a couple of segments, but sounded great. Nice job by both of you. Big thank you to this community showing up and supporting this. Mm-hmm. Of course, a gigantic thank you to Aspyrus. Mm-hmm. Melissa, how did the event go for you? Have you been able to go to the event before? Have you?
Not attended the event before, so this was my first time there and my first time emceeing, obviously. Since you guys had it the last couple of years, I actually had a listener come up to me and say, yeah, I heard Seth and James talking about it and that you had to be here tonight, so I had to stop down and see you. Which is awesome.
Very nice.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
it was
good.
Great to hear from listeners and get to chat with a couple afterwards a little bit. Chris and Denise, I talked with both of them, and a huge shout out to all the people who made it happen, because there were a lot of hands on deck to make sure everything was functioning well. We had Frank and Wayne there from the police department, and then of course Lisa Skiba was the organizer, and then just everybody that showed up, the parking lot filled, and then there was such a crowd of people. I don't know, Seth, there was I think over 100 people there.
I think so, from what I saw. After when I came there a little bit later. So yeah, and you know, this is kind of something we've seen. They were in a different spot this year than they have been the last 2 years. They went with the artificial type tree. Now, when I say that, it's not like a fake fir tree.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of like a abstract
design.
It's
like design. A metal sculpture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And you can see it now, right, of course, from the freeway, or the expressway.
Right, as you're driving by, the expressway.
Yeah, it's right out there. So every time you drive by, you can think about, you know, what does Lights of Love mean, and the ceremony and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So.
And it all went well. The kids, you know, performed. The only thing that I regret is that, you know, it was too cold for our computer.
Yeah, it caused the computer to crash. Yeah. We lost about the last couple of minutes, like 15 minutes or so.
5:45 or so.
Yeah, something like that.
Froze up.
Didn't want to address that for listeners that might have been listening and curious what happened there. We always like to let you know behind the scenes how things are going for us and what's going on and everything. Keep you guys on the same page.
And I got to give a huge shout out to Lisa because I was like, okay, we're off air. Here, you take the microphone and take over, and I'm going to try to fix this problem, which we couldn't quite fix, but we tried.
Yeah,
we certainly did, yes.
The greatest of efforts always made to get us back on the air in my whole existence in radio, and I'm sure that you guys did the same. But it sounded great, did a great job. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage people to still be a part of this event. You can still get a Spiris Light of Love. This is something my mother and father and I did for my papa. We generally felt it like this. We did this, days before the actual event.
Mm-hmm.
But just hitting like enter, like you felt something. You really did. I've never done this before, to be honest with everybody, and it really did feel something from it. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to go to aspirus.org/lightsoflove forum, or if you just go to aspirus.org or type into your search bar aspirus.org/lightsoflove, it will pop up right away. Mine did. It was about the second thing on the list that shows up. You should be able to find it pretty well, pretty easily. And again, a big shout out to our friends over at Aspirus. Nice work by them. This community, the organizations in it, the nonprofits in it, do such amazing work. This Lights of Love is wonderful, and even if it was just a way to honor loved ones, it would be a beautiful event. But the funds that they raise through these lights, they help out so many different causes and so many different layers to our community.
And if you want to check it out, the part of the broadcast that we were able to capture, of course, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and go all the way down to the bottom. You'll see a WFHR, WIRI remotes. And it'll be in that section that's been posted already. So you can hear Melissa's interviews with a lot of the people, and you find out exactly where the money goes and all the great stuff they do.
Lisa gave a really good rundown of just even a couple of the initiatives that they do within our schools that are wonderful.
All proceeds go to support initiatives like communities' top health needs, including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, and cancer. An incredible event. Mm. Be sure to get yourself a light of love for your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in town here, I was coming over the bridge late last night and seeing that we've got all the lights up here in Rapids.
Yes.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Isn't it awesome?
So awesome.
I love it.
You can't drive over either of these bridges and not look over at the other side of the lake and the river and just see like how beautiful that is and everything. That's a fun time of year.
It's awesome.
Lights are fun. I don't put them up myself, but I like seeing other people.
You like to see other people's like that.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday are in our rearview mirror, but here's a trick that might snag you a deal between now and Christmas. And I think this is one of those online hacks that we're going to get away with as long as we can. I know I do. when you're shopping online, try adding something to your cart and just leaving it in there. Don't buy it right away. The site you're on probably has your email, and most of the big shopping sites track abandoned orders now. The idea is that they'll see that you almost bought something, and if you wait a few days, they may try to close the deal by sending you a discount code.
Ooh.
They all will send you
one.
Yes, they will all send you one. They all will. I mean, I almost put my name on that. I mean, they almost all will. They might offer something like free shipping or 15% off. Maybe more than that if it happens to be a product they need to get rid of. A lot of these places have an overabundance of stock.
Right, overstock stuff.
The only real risk is leaving it in your cart too long. Don't wait to order a gift for someone if it might not ship in time for the holidays. Now, I've noticed this mostly on Etsy, which is, you know, certainly for those that don't know, run but mostly just people. There isn't really any businesses on there or anything. Mm-hmm. And a person's got to make a sale. So they see this happen, and most of the time they'll give you a 10% off or
small
something
discount,
like that.
Right, yeah.
Nothing gigantic, a couple of bucks, but it's a couple of bucks, you know, and that goes a long way when you add that up. I can recommend this to people more. But just with the caveat that, you know, you may not get the item.
Yes.
It depends.
That's true.
On for me, what this is really great about, I am horrible at buying myself things. Horrible at it. I have to, you wouldn't believe the hoops that I have to jump through in my own brain to convince myself to buy a shirt. But I have to look presentable at work, so I should probably get at least a decent, if I'm not going to wear a business shirt, at least a decent t-shirt, et cetera, the things that I have to do. But I put it in my cart, and it's something that I may want to buy eventually, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it yet. Or not, that discount comes in. There's no doubt. I'm getting that thing. Well, I have to buy it. It's $3 off. It's never going to be cheaper. It's
nice.
And I'm not alone. I'm sure there are others out there that do similar things. This is
so
one.
Now
of the,
you know how to get James to buy something.
Yeah. The thing about this that bothers me is that. With part of the reason I shop on Etsy is because I like supporting local people. I like supporting individuals and independents and stuff. So I at the same time don't want to nix that by trying to nickel and dime those people that are just a single person out there trying to run a craft store or something like that. I would like to do this more is to the Walmarts, the Amazons, businesses like that.
Big stuff.
Places that they have multiple multiples of whatever you're putting in your cart.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, those businesses don't really care, whether you're going to buy it or not. They're going to keep doing their thing.
But they will still maybe offer you a discount.
They could. It's worth a try. If it's items, if it's something that you don't necessarily need today, why not? Mm-hmm. Give it a shot and see. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, though, similar to Netflix and some of these other things, how long they'll do that kind of thing. Eventually, people are going to catch on, and that's when that kind of goes out the window.
This will have an end date for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We are going to come back doing some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu. Birthday and anniversary clubs coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. You heard the man. It's time to celebrate.
Aggressively.
Yes.
It's your birthday to celebrate. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Normally, they're open 7 days a week. Not open today, though, everybody. Mm-hmm. So save that order for tomorrow when Misty's will be back open Thursday through Tuesday. Join them over there. We hope Brian is recovering well.
Yes.
For those that don't know, that is why Misty's is not open on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We send a good morning to all of our friends over there and hope they're sleeping in.
Yes, please.
Take a break.
Sleep in a little bit.
One of the institutions in this town, Misty's Menu. We appreciate the gang over there. Have been sponsoring with WFHR almost as long as WFHR has been on the air.
Which is pretty amazing. Yeah.
We appreciate our friends over there. And we want to show our appreciation by having more and more birthdays and anniversaries. Show your love for Misty's by getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. I get in a rambling of this in a routine that I've always done, and I can't remember what the other way is. Katrina said telepathy the other day,
which was good. I like that one.
One
way I do not want people to do it is put it on a piece of paper, wrap it in a rock, and throw it through our window. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want that.
Paper airplanes don't work. paper airplanes, not a good idea either. I don't know if they tend to make it or anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morse code.
Morse code would be good too. I tried the telepathy thing. My brain hurts. That really hurt. Oh, that hurt.
I didn't know that could be dangerous.
You could just call the station.
There we go. That's it. Yes. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation.
This is why Melissa's here. She keeps us on track.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to let you guys ramble next time.
We encourage you to call up with those birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. We know sometimes life is busy. You forget things. Mm-hmm. Get it to us now if you'd like. This is your, always kind of the backup. If you forget it and you hear us talking birthdays and anniversaries, like, wait a minute, did I forget? Oh, my God, my significant other's wet. Get it to us and we'll save you.
We're here to help you out.
Yes, we are.
We'll save you. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list for today. And I have two names. Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we can wish a happy birthday. They're both birthdays today, and wish a happy birthday to our great friend around here, Joe Bachman.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Joe, one of the heads of Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Mm-hmm. They've got a great team over there, and he's done some really good work over there for a long time.
Yeah.
Got to know Joe through that, through theater. Most anybody who's worked with CWAC probably has worked with Joe at mm-hmm. some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful human being. Got a lot of fun to talk to. Always enjoy talking with Joe. Have a great birthday, man.
Yeah.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Karen Peters.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Enjoy your day, Karen. We hope it's a fantastic one for you. And you're our qualifier. And Karen and all of our other qualifiers, keep in mind, we are just a day or two away from announcing our November winner.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. That is right.
This Friday. December 1st
is coming up already. Oh,
just
my gosh.
Insane.
I just looked at the calendar, guys, and I already switched it to December.
I did the other day around here and forgot that I did.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait, what? Nope.
I really try not to be mean here or insensitive, okay? And especially in this day and age where no matter what you say, there are going to be some people who are going to fight you on it. But is there any days less meaningful than the last week of November? Like, why do we even do this? Like, why don't we just skip over it? After Thanksgiving, why don't we just go right to December 1st?
Yeah.
Like, this week is just such a gray, weird area. Like, everybody's already talking Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's already in people's minds and heads. Even if you're not celebrating or listening to Christmas music, you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You're certainly thinking of Christmas gifts and these kind of things. Like, this week has no purpose. Other than these wonderful birthdays and anniversaries that people celebrate throughout these days.
Make sure we put that in there. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll let you finish your sentence.
Yes.
But I disagree because we need a week to gripe about how long or how fast November has flown by, how quickly December is coming, and oh my goodness, did anybody start their shopping yet?
Right.
Because I avoided all of the what are major shopping days.
After Thanksgiving, skipped them all.
I know this is not. This goes against everything about talk radio. I agree with you, Melissa. You have changed my mind.
Whoa!
I know. That's not something that, as a man, I'm supposed to do, or as a talk radio host.
Yeah.
One time we didn't say the same thing together. We actually had differing opinions, and you agree with me.
Yeah, yeah. I know. You're so right about that. What's wrong with you?
Poor radio. We
really do need at least a day or two to gripe. We do. You know, it's a good point. Yeah. It's a fair point.
Yeah.
We go into some celebrity birthdays right now, and Russell Wilson is 35. Current Denver Broncos quarterback, former, of course, Wisconsin Badgers quarterback for a season, but what a magical season that was.
Yep. Yeah, and one of those parallel universes, he's a star in baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was also drafted as a baseball player, too. So
him and his wife, Sierra, have some beautiful children. They just seen pictures on, like, whenever they're Russell's in a game and they show pictures of his family or whatever, and like, man, those are the beautiful kids. Great family, great, a heck of an athlete too. The way he has bounced back this year, and it's funny because they were talking about him not being a Hall of Famer after the last two seasons. That conversation's changed with him playing a lot better. Let's see. And Anna Faris is 47.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Christy on Mom, Cindy in the Scary Movie flicks, The New Girl or something she was. I forget what movie she did. It was like a Playboy Bunny movie or something like that.
House Bunny. Yeah.
I think she is one of the top 10 best comedic actresses in the game.
She's funny.
I genuinely feel
great
that
timing,
way.
Yeah.
Her facial expressions are maybe the top, maybe the best female comedic expression. Her and Melissa McCarthy. I will put those. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are a whole other category to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just the two funniest people in the world. I don't care about sexes or actor, actress, whatever you want to say. But Anna Faris, to me, is just underused. Like,
it does seem that way, doesn't it?
She has a very expressive face.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's going through, what her character's thinking all over her face in any scene I've ever seen her do. I love her work. I really enjoy watching her work. Yeah, I think she's amazing.
I find it funny. She needs to do more. You know, come on, Anna. Yeah, what are you doing? Right. Do more work for us.
I'm just sitting over here in the corner. And I'm her agent all of a sudden. Get to work. Why aren't you working more? I love that I'm doing radio and I still have to do it.
Like you're holding a cigar. Like we're doing the agent. Yeah, right.
Because the audience, of course, can see me pantomiming holding a cigar.
And no agent's been like that since like 1940. Yes, you know?
I don't know.
They may not have been that way back then.
It is a fun impression, though.
Yeah, it is.
Jonathan Knight is 55. 80s kids will remember that name. He was one of the new kids on the block.
That's right.
I don't remember which one he was.
You don't have to. You're fine. You don't have to remember any of that.
He was one of them.
He was one of them. That's all matters.
The great Don Cheadle is 59 today.
Wow.
Rhodey in the, of course, mm-hmm. in the MCU. Marty in House of Lies. Hotel Rwanda, Crash, Boogie Nights, Ocean's 11 movies. My God, Don Cheadle's got a heck of a career.
He's one of the better actors of his generation.
Yes. He is. Very well said. Andrew McCarthy, 61 for you're always a member of the Brat Pack, I guess. St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Less Than Zero, Weekend at Bernie's, Mannequin. If it was an 80s hit, Andrew McCarthy was in it.
Oh, but none of those movies really aged that well. That's the problem. No one's like into Andrew McCarthy anymore.
That's the problem with 80s movies, more than I think almost any other generation. They greenlit everything, and 90% of it we can't watch anymore.
Yeah.
I generally think that's a real problem with like the nostalgia of 80s movies. Mm-hmm. Not only for those of us that grew up in them, but the idea of getting people younger or the generations that didn't grow up with it to get them, you got to see Adventures in Babysitting, or you got to see E.T., or you got to see this. And then you watch and you're like, you're just cringing. During Indiana Jones when there's like, There are things that I've loved my whole life, and you go back and watch them now, and you're like, oh, boy. Ooh.
Right.
Let's see here.
It's a good conversation starter, though, for, how we've progressed.
That's true.
I don't think that movies and TV shows, outside of certain expectations, like Song of the South or whatever that Disney movie was or whatever, that kind of stuff, like those kind of things, I think outside of that, I don't necessarily think these things should be canceled. Or getting rid of.
Yeah.
I think for one, almost any movie like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right.
A fantastic example, I think.
Yes.
Some of the greatest acting you'll see, some of the greatest actors you'll see. And then Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
That's rough. It's rough. But you watch the movie and you obviously notice that and you take that, you note that in your brain. Okay, at a certain point in human history, we thought this was okay. And we have to learn. We've learned from that and everything.
Yep.
As a side note, Mickey Rooney did not want to do that. Fought that by all get out. But at that point in his career, he had lost a lot of
He needed work.
Needed work. Such a shame. Such a shame that there's so many people that's what the first thing they think of with him. And that is not deserving of his career.
Not at all.
Howie Mandel is 68 today. They say America's Got Talent germaphobe. That's what they reference.
That's what they put for
Howie.
That's
what they put for Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel, again, going back to the 80s here, was a great stand-up comedian.
He was.
Had a handful of good movies that he did.
He was the voice of Gizmo.
He was the voice of Gizmo. He was a great voice. He got into voice acting way before a lot of others did. And Bobby's World.
Yes.
Great show. It was a good show. Joel Cohen is 69 today. With his brother Ethan, wrote Fargo, Raising Arizona, Big Lebowski, and a song you heard us wrap up with over on our sister station, Sunrise Show, was Country 105.5 WIRI. Oh, Brother, We're Out Thou.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two of the greatest directors that we have had in our generation.
Yes. And it's something of an acquired taste. I know that because not everyone can... or understand or get what they're doing, because most of their movies are comedies. I remember taking a friend to, I think it was Hail Caesar, and he came out like, what was that? He was very confused.
That's a tough example. That is a bit of a tougher example, that one. That one didn't necessarily...
I liked it, but I'm a big Coen fan, so yeah.
I liked all their movies. Mm-hmm. I think that some of the time they get too creative for their own selves.
For their own good? A little bit. I think so.
So, well, and they take comedy in a very different direction.
For sure.
Fargo, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you are so right about that. Right now, we're going to play a little something for you here from a young man turning 83 today.
Oh.
Let this play in the background as we wish Chuck Mangione a happy 83rd birthday.
All right.
I don't know if there will ever be another hit song with the flugelhorn.
No.
I'm pretty sure, I feel pretty safe to say that there will never be another flugelhorn
you
hit.
You are correct. But I got to say, I'm enjoying the background.
It's
yeah.
So great. This is the best part. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Melissa, you're missing the dancing in the studio. You're missing the dancing.
Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
Some people no longer with us. Hey, I mean, you got to get a composer, musician, master of the flugelhorn, fabulous instrument, classic, of course. Mm-hmm. Not a ton of instrumental hits anymore. So
no.
That too was pretty noteworthy.
Even in the 70s, yeah.
And a very proud Canadians. Canadians love Chuck Mangione.
That's awesome.
It's the only reason I know that he's from Canada. So, like all the Canadians I grew up around and
all
everything.
Those Canadians.
Some people no longer with us, like the greatest baseball announcer of all time, Vin Scully. Born on this day in 1927, passed away in 2022. Vin Scully masqueraded as a sports announcer. He was a storyteller.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He got paid to tell, you know, outs and outs to you and balls and strikes and everything.
Score, but nope.
He was a storyteller and maybe one of the greatest we'll ever know.
He could turn any – and a lot of times he worked alone. He didn't have a color commentator, and he would just slide into a story about one of his – he worked for 67 years. He had tons of stories. I mean, come on. The man – he was an institution, but he would do it so smoothly and then come right out and go and start – you know, the game, go back to the game, and he was amazing.
I used to say this when I was living out there, living in the middle of California. You had every day, you had the ocean on one side, the mountains on another, and Vin Scully on your radio.
That's right.
You just couldn't go wrong, baby. Vin Scully, you could pull up any old game of his and listen to it, and he's telling you what the action of the game, keeping you up to date on everything, goes into a story. Continues to keep you up to date on balls and strikes, goes back to the story, comes back to the game, back and forth, smooth as anybody has ever done it in human history.
Yep.
Nobody has been a better announcer of any sport than Vin Scully, in my opinion.
That's right.
Other than maybe Randy Paul of high school sports.
We got to put our guy in there, yeah.
Also would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, the great Chadwick Boseman, born in 1976, passed away way too damn young in 2020. Of course, he was T'Challa, the Black Panther, but you got to see him as James Brown in Get On Up or Jackie Robinson in 42.
Mm-hmm.
We know now that Chadwick understood that he had a short period of time.
He did.
And what a career. You have to put him up there with James Dean and some of those actors that didn't have a long stretch. But my God, the work that he did when they were there. Like I touched on three movies, and if he just did those three movies, it would be amazing. Let alone all the other stuff he did. Mm-hmm. Gary Shandling, born in this day in 1949, passed away in 2016. Neurotic genius of the Larry Sanders Show and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic stand-up comedian, comedic writer. Loved the Gary Shandling Show.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Who was his co-host on there?
a
couple of great actors. His producer, legendary great actor, Rip Torn.
Yep.
Great actor, Rip Torn.
I love Rip Torn.
I love Rip Torn.
Yep.
And a lot of great actors on that show.
Yeah.
And C.S. Lewis, born on this day in 1898, passed away in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
Chronicles of Narnia and many other classics.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
And one more for us, another amazing author, Louisa May Alcott.
Oh.
1832, passed away in 1888.
Yeah, Little Women. Yeah.
Little Women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couple of amazing birthdays on this day.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a good day to be born for you, Joe Bachman. Happy birthday to you.
Another amazing person, Joe Bachman. Yeah.
And another one, Karen Peters. Happy birthday to both of you. Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. When Misty's are back open tomorrow, get on over there to Misty's Menu. They're open at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Get there. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. I'm going to get to some state and local news, but we'll let Chuck Mangione play us out here. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You know it ain't no stopping all the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping.
Should have jumped in there. It's Wednesday night.
Instead of Friday, yeah.
We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Right now, let's talk nutcrackers.
Oh, okay.
Most nutcrackers are not just decorative now. They're not built well enough to crack nuts anymore. My mother will be the first one to tell you this. she loosely collects them. She's got like about 8 or 9 of them or whatever. She sees one she really, really likes. She'll take it. But she really is furious with the nutcracker makers that they don't crack nuts anymore. You do not want to get her started on this. Miller Lite is selling a new beer cracker for the holidays that opens bottles and cans.
Oh, brother.
The mouth is a bottle opener, and if you take it off the hat, you can slide the brim under the tab on a can of beer. They're also selling...
Because we all need help opening our beer cans.
They're also selling beer-naments again, Christmas tree ornaments that double as beer cozies. But they didn't bring back the tree keg stands they sold last year. That's a Christmas tree stand that fits under a keg underneath. It fits a keg underneath. The near beer cracker hits Miller Lite merch Wednesday. Websites today for $30. It's only available through December 1st, but could sell out earlier than that. You'll have to be 21 or over to buy it.
Of course.
It does look like a traditional nutcracker.
That's cool.
And honestly, not a bad idea.
It really isn't
a horrible idea, really. I there's nothing that ain't right about this to me. I think it's kind of a fun idea.
It functions how it's, you know, made to for what it's made to open, as opposed to your mom's frustration with actual nutcrackers.
Right. If it didn't work, I'd be trashing this like left and right now. But the fact that it works, actually, that's not bad.
Not too bad.
Working hard over there at Quality Plus Printing, our friends, and they're joining us as they do every Wednesday. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. You're making me Google beer cracker now.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Yeah,
you got to see this thing, right? Phil, we appreciate you and the team over there at Quality Plus not only working with us here at WFHR, sponsoring Playmakers, joining us on Wednesdays with our Wicked Awesome Word. But Phil, I saved talking about this on the air until you joined us. For those that did not see, Quality Plus Printing had a press release the other day. Phil, tell us about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're putting out, this will be our second version of this, but of a coloring book that we put out to raise money for the United Way, and we're very proud to do it. And Tracy, our designer, puts it together, and then I solicited a lot of our local business people that we do businesses with to help sponsor it and raise money for it, including, you know, your radio stations who came through with a sponsorship this year as well. And so we're very, very happy to put the season of giving coloring book out again, and having a lot of fun getting it out to the public.
It's great work, Phil. And you guys were able to raise some great money for our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties.
Yeah, we're looking like it's going to be a total rate around $5,000.
Because
of all the sponsorships that have come through. Because we're able, with the help of local paper companies, to get a lot of paper donated. We donate, of course, to Printing and Tracy's Time, but E.O. Johnson, who we print through, donates to it as well. And so it's about a bunch of great local businesses giving back to the community and helping to sponsor this coloring book. And then we're busy right now, and over the next week we'll be getting it out to a lot of local people that help with children, like the Boys and Girls Club, like Therapies Plus, some different other local businesses that deal with, you know, helping children out, especially during the holidays, and giving them, being able to give the kids a little bit of a kind of a Christmas gift, I guess. And, and it's a really neat thing to give back.
It's a great idea. Phil, where did that come from?
You know, last year about this time, I was sitting here right about this time, just thought, you know, as a business owner, you want to be able to give thanks to people in the community, and what can we do to give back? And so I brought it up in a little small staff meeting here, and Tracy had this idea in the back of her head to do a coloring book someday that we could put out, and so this is the time, you know? So we put the ideas together between her and I, and of course McKenna, and the gang here, and then really quickly put it together last year. Where it came together in a matter of 2 weeks. So this year we put a little bit more thought into it, but like any great in anything, it's always fly by the seat of my pants. And so,
even though we do things best together,
it's still, you know, but we're making it happen.
Yeah.
And this year we printed 2,000 instead of 1,000 because we got such a call for them last year. But also we had a floating parade the other night and gave out almost 1,000 of those guys.
Wow.
Wow.
To all the kids on the parade route.
Do you guys have any left?
Yeah, we still have another 1,000 left to hand out. Again, some of those are earmarked, but definitely people can come in and get one if they want to, and for their kids, or you know, if you want one, James, I'll bring one over.
Oh yeah. Well, what I want to do, if you don't mind, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, Phil, and share private conversations, but Phil and I, I've been trying to get Phil to work with me on a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coloring book for adults. Hopefully next year, we'll have that for you.
There you go.
I love that you guys do this, Phil. We appreciate you so dang much. It's great work, and anybody who knows the Hartleys knows that this family has been putting into this community as long as it's been here. So appreciate you and your family over there, man.
That's kind of you. Thank you. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's part of being being thankful for where you are, and we live in a great community, and happy to get back some.
Phil, we have made them wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Now you got my ideas for them. We got to do like a calendar.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for these things. Yeah, maybe next year.
We'll talk.
So, there's a whole marketing plan.
We got stuff to talk about, yeah.
So, the word this week is ineffable.
Ineffable.
I-N-E-F-F-A-B-L-E. And to me, it's kind of an oxymoron, because ineffable means too great or extreme to be expressed or described in words.
Wait a minute.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So, it's one of those things like, you know, I don't eat onions, and my mom used to say, put onions in things. So why do you put them in? Well, you can't taste them, Phil.
Yeah, right. It's so good.
For flavor. Don't hear I lost that in the argument here, but anyway, ineffable is kind of one of those words that describes itself. Right? So it does.
That's a good one.
But anyway.
When I was a little kid, I learned the word lethologica. And lethologica is the term for when you have something on the tip of your tongue, you can't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole life, whenever that happens to me, I can't get to the word because in my brain, lethologica.
It's
like, what's the word I was looking for? I don't want to know lethologica anymore.
It defeats its whole purpose.
It does. Phil, that was a good one. That was a good choice. As they always are, we appreciate you so dang much. Say hi to the team over there for us, okay?
Hey, will do. Thanks so much, you guys. Take care.
You too. We'll talk
soon. Thanks, Phil.
Join our friends and get yourself a coloring book for your loved ones, your kids, or anybody. Quality Plus Printing open right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Drive on by, see that sign that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the things that they are doing over there. And see that cute baby. Be sure to do it. Be sure to like their page and keep up to date and support local, buy local. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Again, great work by them.
I
appreciate it.
Coloring book's a great idea.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We come back and we're going to talk about social norms that people are sick of. It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh. Welcome back, everyone.
While walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do, I'm always walking after midnight searching for you.
Oh, that hit me. That hit me a little hard. Yeah, though one of the greatest voices of all time, Patsy Cline, there playing us in. Welcome back, everybody. The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. That was my papa's favorite singer, favorite song. So that hit me a little bit.
I hear you.
I didn't expect that right away. But God, I love that woman's voice. I could listen to Patsy Cline all day. Let's shaking it off. Let's talk social norms, everybody.
All right.
We don't like them. No, wait, no.
Well, some of them are, you know, not so normal.
Yeah. If I asked you what social, quote, social norms we're sick of, you might say, you know, this or that, certain rules or different things. But it's kind of changed over the last couple of decades of what what are considered social norms. People on social media are talking about widely accepted social norms that are, quote, overrated or harmful. Their responses were a little darker, but also a little apt, I think, a little bit. Okay. You know, they kind of, I think they're noteworthy and worth talking about. Number one on the list, not valuing changing one's mind. Instead, we admire those who stick to their beliefs and are just keep digging into the dirt. And you know, that they've been proven wrong by science or facts or just
whatever,
anything. And they just continue to dig deeper, double down on everything. I have no respect for somebody who cannot admit when they're wrong. I will not vote for somebody who cannot vote when they're wrong. I don't want to be friends with somebody who can't vote or who can't admit when they are wrong.
Who'd want to be?
Every smart, every intelligent person, all the strongest people I've ever known in my life, all of them have a couple things in common. One of them, they could take a joke. And they could admit when they were wrong. I refuse. I don't care if it was my own father. I wouldn't want to be friends with them if he was like that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my father is the exact opposite of that. Sometimes my father owns things too much.
Hang on there.
But that is something we need to normalize talking about this and calling people out on it.
Yeah.
We need to get back to what facts are, what truth is. Mm-hmm. We need to get back to something that's pretty damn important to us here at Civic Media, because I think that this gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. We get looked at and we get pigeonholed or labeled as a Democratic radio station or a Democratic company. Civic Media does not have a political affiliation. Civic Media is about freedom. Civic Media is about truth. We are
democracy.
That is our goal. Democracy. Mm-hmm. That is our goal. Is if you are not on that side, I question what side you're on, because I would like to think that Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever name you want to call yourself,
freedoms are important.
Yeah,
freedom and democracy is pretty damn important. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
Right.
What is this experiment of democracy that we're doing here? Allowing people and normalizing politicians changing their mind.
Yeah.
We need to normalize that, too, because that's a big problem.
It is.
A lot of people are picking up the lead from some of these knuckleheads and thinking that, well, they're doing it, so I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different than, well, I saw mom or dad do it, so now I can do it.
And it's another problem that, again, it doesn't matter what side, quote unquote, side you're on. It happens on both sides. This is something that's very constant.
Monetarizing and quantifying everything, even hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, not doing anything just because you enjoy it. It's more about finding a way to earn money from stuff or doing it just to post on a,
have a hobby.
Yeah. Now, this is something that I don't necessarily do on social media, but in my personal life, I am guilty of, where I can't seem to just have fun. I've got to have an excuse. I had to do this because my mom or dad are doing it and they needed somebody to go with them. Or my daughter dragged me along, wanted me to do this with her or something. I can't just have fun. I got to get better
about
that.
Or just take a vacation.
Right. Yeah. So true. Guy, so true.
I'm going to say it like it is, James.
The hard questions here.
The invasion of people's personal lives.
Or the flip side of that, presenting too much of your personal life is part of it too.
Yeah, also.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Don't need to know.
Don't TMI.
Any type of political view becoming your whole identity.
Oh, that's just weird.
Ooh.
The idea that there's only one right opinion or only one right side to something is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's dumb to think any modern issue is black or white. It's only, if you think it is, it's usually driven by hateful motives. Nuance needs to have its place again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 100%.
We need to be able to talk to each other. We need to be able to work with each other. You right now are probably working with people that do not vote the same way you did.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. And shocking, it's even more shocking, your whole life this has been happening.
Yes.
And up until recent years, this was fine. And nobody cared. And people just did what they did and lived their lives. Politics was to Poppy used to talk about this all the time. You've got to separate things in life.
Yep.
He talked about it mostly when family and borrowing money to family and separating that. It would continue on into politics and these other things in life. And he had a best friend that he's met, I think, 40, 50 years being best friends with. They didn't agree on most things, but they just didn't talk about them.
Yeah.
They just didn't talk about it. That's all.
They found the things they shared, and then that's what they would go on about, right?
Yeah. I don't understand what is so difficult about this, other than some people needing so badly to be right and so badly to not so much even be right, but to be told it's not your fault. Things didn't work out in life because of other people, not because of you. It's everybody else's fault. In fact, you should be entitled to things. You should have it better. Why, back in the 40s, it was better. Yeah, what America are you talking about, man? Maybe for a certain race of people, it was a little bit better at certain times.
Mm-hmm. And we go back to taking personal responsibility for our actions.
Yes.
And our choices.
You own things. What was it like when you were a kid? At least in my house, if I owned something, I didn't get in nearly as much trouble. If I tried to cover something up, if I tried to double down, if I tried to hide something, I'd still be grounded.
Yeah, and probably worse. Yeah.
Yeah. The normalization and even celebration of unsafe driving. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. We've gotten way too. It is, I can't remember a week that's gone by where I haven't seen somebody either stuck at a stoplight and they haven't gone yet because they're still looking at their phone, or almost hitting me because they're looking at their phone, or something like that. And every time this happens, it's somebody in my age range. It's not somebody that just got their driver's license. It's not somebody in their 20s. It's not somebody in their 60s. It's somebody in my age range. Our generation's got to get better about this. We really do, because we're causing a lot of trouble out there, and everybody's blaming the younger generations when it ain't them.
Well, that's because it's easy to do
that. Yeah, it is easier.
It's always easier to blame the younger kids.
The blatant spreading of misinformation, especially by people who know better and are supposed to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah.
Now,
there should be stronger repercussions for it, I personally think.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to spread a mistruth, what is going to come down on you for it?
Mm-hmm. This is one of the biggest things that we need to get settled is the accountability and the punishment for this. That Santos guy is still in office.
Yeah.
All he did was lie everywhere.
And steal.
And it took an ethics and he's still in office months and months later. Like, what are we doing? What kind of society are we creating for kids? And what are we showing kids with these politicians? Hey, kids, you can grow up and lie about everything and get elected to office. This is happening on our watch.
Yep.
Don't miss me with the whole, I didn't vote for him or something like that. It's happening on our watch.
You know what you voted for? The people in the same House of Representatives that are refusing to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they are afraid that their little dirty lies and secrets will be exposed.
And these politicians, especially on that side of the aisle, need to grow a backbone and get over this fear of this, you know, what this certain base of people that gets smaller and smaller every day and quieter every day. It doesn't matter. Finally.
They need to represent the people, themselves, their interests.
Yeah.
If the people were in the majority of that, then it'd be different. Yeah, it's not that way. Sprinkles on donuts is where we wrap up.
What?
I like sprinkles on donuts.
What's wrong with sprinkles on donuts?
They do make a big mess. Half of them do end up on your lap.
Nothing like a powdered donut, though. Nothing like that makes the biggest mess.
Yeah, the sugar twist or something. Oh, yeah. Now I want donuts. I'm going to go get some. We'll be back with more fun and donuts on The Morning Show at WFHR.